Well, the U.S. Secretary of State says militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, the ISIL, pose a grave danger to Iraq's future as well as regional security.
ISIL's campaign of terror, their grotesque acts of violence and repressive ideology pose a grave danger to Iraq's future. ISIL is not, as it claims, fighting on behalf of Sunnis. ISIL is not fighting for a stronger Iraq. Quite the contrary. ISIL is fighting to divide Iraq and to destroy Iraq. So this is a critical moment for Iraq's future.
Kerry says he told the Iraqi premier and other officials that defending Iraq largely depends on their ability to quickly form a new government. Kerry told Iraqis that they need to form a government that represents all Iraqis within the country's constitutional framework to preserve territorial integrity. Kerry once again warned that the ISIL is a potential threat to regional stability and the stability of the U.S. in the long run. Washington has so far taken no practical measures to help Iraq fight the militants. It says it wants Iraq to form a genuinely inclusive government before providing any assistance. This while the recent elections in Iraq gave Maliki's party a parliamentary majority. Meanwhile, recently released reports have revealed that the ISIL militants, which the U.S. deems as a threat, were trained by the CIA in Jordanian camps. Let's go to Los Angeles and talk to Rodney Martin, former U.S. congressional staffer. Welcome, sir. Mr. Martin, just how can the U.S. speak out against the ISIL when at the same time it supports them in Syria?
Well, that's because the ISIL are essentially U.S. Agents. This is an attempt by the United States to implement regime change without, you know, without putting its own boots on the ground. There's photographs of the one and only John McCain, Memorial Day of 2013, glad handing and palling around with ISIL terrorists. So important was it for John McCain to pal around with ISIL terrorists that he did not even stay home and honor American veterans on Memorial Day. He was hanging around with ISIL terrorists, and with the help of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, that's the money funnel right there.
And will there be U.S. troops on the ground in Iraq, according to circumstances?
No. There's no appetite in the American populace for boots on the ground. This is an attempt by the United States to force regime change, a new government, despite the electoral success of Prime Minister Maliki. And this is also, the fact the United States does not like the relationship between the Maliki government and Iran. And so you have a situation where the United States toppled Saddam Hussein, imposed a government, the people of Iraq have voted, and the United States doesn't like the results of that election, so they don't care how many people are being genocided as a result of this backdoor effort by the United States. The fact the United States is making this happen makes the United States, guilty of crimes against humanity.
And what does the future hold for Iraq? I mean, will the ISIL, will the Iraqi army be capable of defeating the ISIL as they failed in Syria?
Well, I think that the fact that the ISIL is now being turned back, one village at a time, is promising. And the fact that they don't have any long-term sustainability, they don't have the modern, mechanisms of a modern military, which proved to be their undoing in Syria, it will work against them. The tragedy is the Iraqi civilian population will pay a high price, a very high price, and that lays at the feet of the United States.
And finally, just how contagious can this ISIL be in the region?
Well, if you take away the money and the support of the United States and Qatar and Saudi Arabia, it wouldn't be contagious at all now, would it?
Indeed. We'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Rodney Martin, former U.S. congressional staffer from Los Angeles. Thanks for your time there, sir.